Blog Talk Radio.
Israel. We're going to be speaking about a whole bunch of things today on the broadcast, and I'd like to say that next broadcast we have a very, very special guest. I hope that they can come on, and for right now, I just want to elaborate on a couple of things. You know, there's a call to Israel, the call to Zionism. And basically, you know, if even, for example, even if you have Trump for another 4 years, okay, let's say we have Donald Trump for another 4 years, which is hopefully and God willing going to happen. Okay, let's say we have that, okay? And let's say, for example, everything goes, you know, sort of fine for another 4 years. The problem is, what's going to happen after that? And after that is what I don't want to even think about. This is Josh, your host. And, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. And we are not taking calls at this time. So I'm just making it very, very clear. We will not be taking calls at this time. But I just want to touch on a few very important things. By the way, if you are in the process of making Aliyah to Israel, and if you are in the process of actually making Aliyah, Nefesh B'Nefesh is the organization for you. So get in touch with them. Excuse me. Get in touch with Nefesh B'Nefesh. They are a wonderful organization. I know friends have made Aliyah with them. Call Nefesh B'Nefesh. Visit their website. Just Google Nefesh B'Nefesh, and you should automatically get there. Actually, Google Nefesh B'Nefesh official site. Nefesh B'Nefesh official site. That's something that everybody would, you know, should Google. And basically, you can get it from there. We're going to get it for you in the next episode. However, we will get for you links and everything. Everything's being worked on. Note that this is a broadcast that we just started right now. The call to Judaism and the call to Zionism. We just started the show, like, practically this is the second broadcast, and this will be continuing for the foreseeable future, possibly forever after, even when we're in the Holy Land. I hope to be able to still do it while we're in the Holy Land as well. Anyway, why should we all think of making Aliyah to Israel? Why should we really think about it? Because in the times of Mashiach, we don't want to get stuck here in Galut. We don't want to get stuck here. And the Jews who are going to make Aliyah before Mashiach, you know, that's the best thing that could be. And basically, It will lessen the traffic jam. It will lessen the traffic jam when Mashiach is here. That's really what we want. We want to lessen the traffic jam when Mashiach is here, so that this way everybody can, you know, there's less traffic because more people are in Israel when Mashiach comes. Anyway. We'll also have a few Lubavitcher Chevra also coming on live here, coming in the future episodes. And we'll be talking strictly about Mashiach and the revelation of Trump recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. We'll also have a few, you know, a few other people coming on the broadcast, maybe a couple of assembly people, and maybe some high-profile people coming on the next broadcast. Anyway, so I just want to let everybody know, you know, whoever's listening right now to the broadcast, of course, I sent out a bunch of private messages. So, you know, this is a private, more private kind of a broadcast. However, the next episodes will all be open to the public. Anybody who wants can call in if you have a question about Israel. If you have a question, because we will have guests on the show who will be able to answer you. We will have everyone, you know, available to you, and we're working on it. Again, this is a permanent thing. This is not something that's just going to go away tomorrow. Hopefully, God willing. Anyway, I feel there's a tremendous call to make Aliyah, to move to Israel. It is a very big, tremendous call for that. And Trump, by the way, him recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, that alone should tell you that we're living in the days of the Geula, we're living in the days of Mashiach. And people still feel that the Rebbe is Mashiach. I say no, probably not. The Lubavitcher Rebbe I'm talking about, probably not. But it also says in Tehillim that Ben Parsi, which means Mashiach, is a Sephardi, according to the some pasukim in Tehillim. If I'm correct, I would like to know. You'll be able to comment on this on future episodes. Anyway, why am I making such a big deal about Nefesh B'Nefesh? Why am I making a big deal out of it? Because my friends have used Nefesh B'Nefesh, and they gave me great reviews. And I couldn't be proud of promoting a organization that not only do I feel satisfied when I want to make Aliyah, if I'm going to make Aliyah, to be able to use and to be able to have at my side, and, you know, to be able to take care of everything that I need to make Aliyah. But Nefesh B'Nefesh is the number one, according to what I heard. Of course, there's another one. There's a bigger one, the United Israel Appeal. But they, I don't know, I have no clue. I haven't spoken to anyone over there. I haven't heard any references from anybody over there. So I really don't know. So what I talk about is Nefesh B'Nefesh, the things that I really know, that's what I discuss. Anyway, we are going to a 2-second commercial break, basically dead air at this point, because at this point I don't have anything really, you know, commercial-wise. But if you want to advertise on our radio show, we will soon have an application that you can actually fill out to advertise with us on our radio broadcast. Anyway, this is a call to Jerusalem and a call to Zionism for radio identification. This is Block Talk Radio, the call to Judaism, the call to Zionism, and a call to Israel. Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, there's also other organizations that can help you. Like, for example, if you need to buy land in Israel, Ateret Kohanim is your number one source. Ateret Kohanim. And basically, you call them, and and they'll be able to, Be'ezat Hashem, hook you up with housing and all that in Israel. And even though I really felt that maybe, you know, I shouldn't spill the beans, but I spilled it somewhat because we're going to have a guest on from Atera Kahanim, hopefully next week. Anyway, but as of Hashem Yisroch, we should all be zeicher to Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'mheira v'yameinu amen. And also, I also would like to, let's check the time. Oh, we're actually almost running out of time, in matter of fact. So, let's play our special song, and then we'll see if we still have more time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back for another couple of minutes, but not too much longer. Anyway, so I'm just giving you guys a couple of updates of what's going to be going on with the radio program. We'll also maybe have people from Nefesh B'Nefesh maybe call into our radio broadcast and let them explain how they can help you make Aliyah to Israel. And hopefully, Be'ezat Hashem, we should all be zeicher to the Geula Shalema. We should all be zeicher to go to Israel. But, and like I said, the less traffic we have, the better. Anyway, Zay Gebencht, have a great week. Have a great Shabbat Shalom. And we'll see you next week.